The letter E. Earthbound. An earthbound is simply another name for a ghost, or a spirit who's left its physical body but is unable or unwilling to enter the tunnel and head home, and as a result, stays bound to the earth instead. One of the most bittersweet earthbound stories I've heard was sent by a man named Noah, a successful building contractor in Toronto. Noah grew up in a house in the Maryland woods in which an 8-year-old boy named Richard had died a decade earlier from a 2-story fall down a laundry chute while trying to escape his abusive, alcoholic father. Richard was still an active presence in the house throughout Noah's childhood. Here's the story Noah told me. I used to play with him and spend hours talking to him. And because he had long hair, I apparently thought he was a girl until he told me he was a boy and his name was Richard. To this day, I wish I could remember what Richard and I talked about. Most memorable, though, was a day when some of my cousins were visiting. They were playing in the backyard and looked over and thought they saw me standing at the back door watching them. They called to me to come join them, but I just smiled and waved. At that moment, my uncle happened to come out the back door from inside the house and walked right through what they thought was me. They all started screaming, scared to death. Richard instantly disappeared from the doorway, and my uncle just stood there staring at my cousins, wondering what all the screaming was about. I know how crazy this all sounds, but I'm a sane, normal, hardworking Christian guy from a sane, normal, hardworking Christian family. I've got nothing to gain from making up ghost stories. I guess I just wanted to say on Richard's behalf to everyone who thinks ghosts are imaginary or evil, I lived with one who was very real and as sweet and harmless as could be. Just a little boy who should never have died in the first place. Now, Richard was an earthbound who not only had no idea he'd died when he hit the cement basement floor at the bottom of that laundry chute, he'd also ironically been trying to stay safe by continuing to hide in the basement from a father who'd long since committed suicide. He ventured out only when he heard the odd, irresistible sound of children laughing and playing in a house where there'd never been anything but dark rage. And for that particular little boy who didn't know he was dead, there was no reason to pay attention to the tunnel. Even if he did happen to notice it, being part of a happy family was paradise. As it turned out, Richard's primary attachment was to Noah. And when Noah left home for college, Richard did start noticing and becoming curious about the tunnel. He was retrieved by some watchful spirits from the other side and joyfully reunited with his mother, who died when he was 3. Like I said, it's a bittersweet story. On one hand, I applaud anyone who has compassion for an earthbound's difficult, confused situation. On the other hand, no matter how happy, comfortable, and content an earthbound seems to be, it pales in comparison to the perfect bliss that waits for them on the other side where they belong, and where we need to help them find their way, if we possibly can.